Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us for our special report podcast on storage in the WAN. I'm here with Jeff Bowles, Senior Analyst for the Tenacia Group. Thanks for joining us, Jeff.
Thanks for having me, Beth. Glad to be here today.
So, in the market for products that optimize the WAN for storage, there seems to be increasing differentiation among different offerings as they focus on different aspects of the network. Have you seen this happening? And if so, what do you think it means for users?
Sure, Beth. I totally agree with that perspective. We've been watching this space for a long time. We were instrumental in defining some of the terminology used in this space in its early days, and we've watched it closely ever since. And we've seen over time that the number of vendors in this space, while some have fallen by the wayside, a number have kind of evolved into a very specific focus mm-hmm. on some different specialties. And, you know, if you think about the vendors in this space off the top of your head, I think broadly you can talk about Riverbed mm-hmm. as a data-focused optimization solution, right? Mm-hmm. They focus on kind of file usage over the WAN. Mm-hmm. You can think of the Blue Coat guys as security and network optimization, right? Mm-hmm. And you can think of Expand around server-based computing. I mean, they've been around for a long time doing lots of specialized stuff around server-based computing. They even make some of the Citrix-owned solutions like WANscaler, way pale in comparison, right? The Expand guys kind of cut their teeth there and showing lots of expertise. Mm-hmm. So, you're seeing all these specializations. And if you think about the market in general and look at each of these vendors, you can almost pick where to turn depending on what your problem is that you're trying to solve. Mm-hmm. Okay. Meanwhile, I think what we're seeing is that those that can't define a specialization and get recognition for what they're doing, they're falling by the wayside and not getting good uptake in the marketplace. Yeah, I think users turn to wide area solutions like this because they have a specific problem they're trying to solve. So they're looking for that specialization.
Okay.
With that in mind, for the end user, what it means to the end user mm-hmm. is I think you should think about your total wide area problem set and how you prefer to solve it. You know, is server-based computing the ideal solution for you, or is a local data caching type solution ideal for you, where you're caching data in remote offices from a centralized hub? Those are remarkably different topologies. Mm. So, to add on to that, secondarily, the importance of these services is growing, and I think this market's going to grow in lockstep with the highest deduplication and consolidation technologies out there. Mm-hmm. People are going to continue to look at the WAN, especially when they're trying to do more with less today. Mm-hmm. And all of these solutions have tremendous payoff in user productivity and infrastructure optimization, especially in the face of the need to move increasingly larger and more data. So it pays attention to look at this space now and figure out what you're going to need in the long term.
So. Okay. So another thing that I've noticed looking at this space is users now also have a choice between some WAN optimization and caching appliances like, say, Riverbed, and remote office data protection products with deduplication like Avamar or Symantec PureDisk. And how can users decide which approach or which of these products is right for them?
Well, Beth, that's actually an interesting take on the space. Mm. It's interesting that that's an interesting observation that users are facing this the set of solutions that look kind of similarly aligned to the same problem, but they're actually remarkably different, right? So, mm-hmm. interesting challenge for end users, and that's kind of to me that represents the long term struggle in the industry that we faced even between backup and archiving data, right? It's mm-hmm. kind of the same issue. Are you looking to use data in a kind of primary use case usage? Still nearline type storage, or are you looking to just back it up? And maybe that's where users are getting the wires crossed again here.
Mm.
So I'll admit this area becomes a little fuzzy when you see guys like Riverbed start to step into data deduplication in the data center, which they talked about earlier this year, right? Mm-hmm. So certainly the space is getting really fuzzy. But when it comes down to the bottom line for me, what you're really talking about is data movement versus broad optimization. So you can take this away from these comments. Wide area data services are about broadly working with data in an active way across a WAN
mm-hmm.
or across the network.
Mm-hmm.
Data protection solutions over the WAN are about moving data. And some of these solutions look to move data much more efficiently, but it's really about moving data.
Mm.
And that is different than working with data, right? So WADS might help your data protection movement. Yeah, it's kind of a subset of wide area data optimization in a way. So if you do the wide area data solution, you might be able to improve your data protection and movement over the WAN. But data protection will not let you collaborate and optimize movement in general, like a wide area optimization solution does, right?
Okay, that makes sense. So what do you see as the next frontier when it comes to storage in the WAN?
So, I think this is a tremendously interesting space long-term. And sure, we're out talking about a whole lot of future concepts here. But, you know, the technologies that we're applying in the WAN today really translate well to the cloud and that type of stuff, right? So in the future, we're going to be talking about the wide areas more than just a wide area network. We're going to be talking about the cloud and business partners and all these types of things. So I think there's tremendous potential for these solutions to step up and provide tremendous value in that space, right, moving data back and forth from the cloud. So it'll be interesting to see what these vendors do over the next year or two for moving data in that way. You know, if you think about a cache-based data movement technology with one end hosted in the cloud, one end on-site, that might be kind of interesting. So let's see what happens there. And I think we're going to see a ton of people converge on this space coming at it from all kinds of data movement perspectives, because the cloud is really about data movement, right? And that's just one aspect of WAN optimization. But a lot of other people play in data movement, right? Managed file transfer services like at Celion, you know, the Avamars, you know, even just replication guys like the NMOJs. You know, there's all kinds of opportunity in the cloud for all kinds of people. So how are these technologies going to converge and kind of affect each other when all of these vendors want to play in this cloud space that has a lot of buzz right now? Secondarily, and just as important, you know, optimization technologies aren't going to just play in the WAN. I think we're going to see that over the next couple of years, and Riverbeds made the first hint at this, right? They also might become optimization technologies within a primary network space, right? So Riverbed talked about doing some dedupe on nearline storage, that type of stuff. So when you're making a WAN optimization investment, you should look for a vendor that you trust and think about what their long-term roadmap might hold for you, right? So especially if they're going to come out with services that might affect your nearline storage or give you tremendous value in your primary data center as well.
Thank you, Jeff, for your insights.
Thanks, Beth. Yeah, I was glad to be here. So
thanks very much. And thanks to our audience for listening. As always, you can find the latest data storage news, trends, and analysis at searchstorage.com.